Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. Article 7, from the point of view of this delegation, is an essential article in our convention, and it needs to be the object of a joint common understanding and provided with operational implementation means. Discussions of Article 7 have been particularly rich this time, and they deserve to be pursued. The recognition of Article 7 is a key aspect of the convention, but as recognized in the discussions that have been carried out in the relevant body, there is no detailed procedure or specific mechanism for its implementation, which is why France, together with India, at the expert meeting in August this year, submitted a working document entitled Proposal for the Establishment of an Assistance Database under Article 7 of the Convention. This document proposes an operational proposition, that is to say, a database that would be managed by the ISU, including offers of assistance, whether equipment, advice, or technology in particular, and national contact points, which would be in a position rapidly to tackle assistance requests. This mechanism would possess a number of advantages. Firstly, it would mean that we could make easier the coincidence between supply and demand for assistance under Article 17, because it would mean that we would be in a better position to target assistance to needs. It would also mean an improved coordination of offers of assistance, including with relevant international organizations. And this is an important point, we consider that this would encourage the universalization of the convention. We welcome the positive welcome given to this proposal at the expert meeting and in discussions here at this conference. And we call upon all interested delegations to support this initiative by co-sponsoring the working document. And we welcome the support that has already been made clear. We welcome the fact that this initiative will be reflected in the final report. And we hope that this proposal will be taken up in concrete fashion at the 2016 review conference. Together with the Indian delegation, this morning we organized a presentation which led to constructive exchanges, and naturally we are open to pursuing such exchanges. Chairman, I should also like to recall that France is playing and will continue to play an active role with regards to the UNSG mechanism. My delegation considers that the Secretary-General's mechanism is an essential tool, and its operational nature and current governance must be upheld. France organized training sessions in November 2012 and June 2015 for experts on the mechanism in conjunction with UNODA. And we call upon all delegations who are in a position to organize other similar training sessions. Chairman, we consider that some lessons can be drawn from the Ebola crisis in order to improve the implementation of the convention. However, it must be clearly borne in mind that Article 7 applies only in case of the violation, only applies to a case of a danger following the violation of the convention. There are therefore differences in the way in which a crisis would be managed if the health crisis were of natural origin, such as the case with Ebola, and a crisis resulting from a deliberate act. Having said that, the Ebola crisis has put us in a position to note a number of useful points, in particular, persistent gaps in national and international provisions when it comes to health security. We think that the implementation of the convention can be part of improving world health capacity and as part of a global approach that should be carried out in the context of the WHO. The prevention of epidemics, whether they are of natural or deliberate origin, requires active reinforcement work with regards to health systems, healthcare systems, and health governance. In this regard, national capacity building is essential, and it must take place in a multilateral context in conjunction with relevant international organizations, the WHO, the IEO, and the FAO. And with the implementation of multilaterally agreed public health tools. The Ebola crisis has put us in a position to learn some lessons, and particularly when it comes to governance and the global response and international cooperation and the necessary reinforcement of national healthcare systems. This, however, should not cause us to lose sight of the specific nature of a crisis prompted by a deliberate actor, and here, this is where the work of our